Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, The Drive is live, and we are live on a Football Friday, Week 5, as we are here at Talyards, here in Sugar Land. Make your way on out here. There is plenty of space, plenty of room for you to come on out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And
Dad of the year in this piece right here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he is. I see you, Renee.
I got the diaper bag. I know it's got a backpack, but got the diaper bag on his back, carrying a beer around, pushing a little man in a stroller right there. You know with the one hand push. Got the shade pulled down over his head to make sure mama don't get mad because he comes home with red skin. I'm telling you, only mistake you made is all that black you got on. That sun's going to hurt you right there, Chief. But Dad of the Year, no question. Well done.
Shout out to Renee. And his son gave me a fist pump earlier today.
Oh, even better.
That's right. Yeah, Renee. You know what Renee said? I really like how you all tell it like it is. And he said, I hope the
most people do around
he
these
said,
parts.
I hope the Texans are listening to y'all. They need to do what y'all be talking about.
Hey, but bringing that up, Renee's doing what I encourage everybody to do. If you can make it today, great. If not, then come some other time. But Talyards is a place where you can bring the kids. There's more turf here than they got at NRG Stadium, baby. They got a playground over there.
Playground, yeah.
I mean, my wife wants to buy one for the kids, and I'm hoping it ain't something like that right there. That thing looks like a damn castle. But come on out, bring your kids. Hey, if you don't have kids like Reg, you can come out. They got TVs everywhere. You can tour the brewery if you'd like to. And I'm not real sure. We got to find out the name of this beer that we got right here, Ron. But it's got a little wang, it's a good little wang to it, doesn't
it's
it?
Like a fruit, like
it's,
almost
it's,
a fruit.
It's almost got like some kind of little orange to it.
That's right. Yeah, it's good. By the way, there's talent out here too. If you are single,
oh, there you go.
There's talent out here too. If you're single, I'm just saying there is. So don't feel like you're not invited. There is that for you too. And if you're married, bring your ass out here and sit down and just enjoy yourself. Grab you a glass, right? My man Renee was the first one to grab one. He grabbed that that commemorative glass. It is Payne and Pendergast. If you did not get it week one, we've got the first 50 get a glass of Payne and Pendergast. And I've talked to a couple of people who said, ooh, can you save me one? Now you might want to get your ass out of here.
Mm-mm.
First 50.
I only saved one today.
We got one for Tyler.
Don't say we. Now, who did you got? A rat in your pocket?
We.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
We held it together.
Tyler, he ain't doing it.
Just telling you,
Tyler, is Tyler there?
We got both of them.
Hello, Tyler.
Both of us. But we held it.
Hey!
Oh, there he is.
Now we
Tyler. Tyler, I ain't letting him take it from me. His ass was sitting here for an hour before I got here. I went over and snatched that glass that got one for T. Now he's going to get out here talking about team effort.
First 49. First 49, get
Boy,
your glass.
Yeah, first 48.
First 49.
Well, I appreciate both of you.
First 49. Tyler was first.
Tyler got the first one.
Tyler's first.
Winning.
All right. But no, man, come on out here again. We've got four Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards to hook you up with. We've got a free oil change from Tom Ball Ford. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, get a pair of tickets to a future Texans game. All you got to do if you're in the building is sign your name and put it in our raffle box. Our raffle box is at the table. We've already had a few people already put their names in. It's at the table. And, yes, you do have to be here to win. All right? You can be like our good friends Shannon and Steven who won tickets but decided to leave 30 minutes before the tickets were given away. Don't do that to yourself. So get on out here.
Oh, my God.
Line. Get out here and sign your name and enter yourselves in our raffle. All right, Clint, injury report is not officially out. We are getting reporting from people with the Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are the ones that's really important. Injury, now listen, we watched that last night.
Awfully injured team. Put it on somebody.
I did not see that one. I did not see that one.
Christian McCaffrey said, hold my beer, boys.
Both of y'all lost that money. I know you was at.
Thanks for reminding me.
You at 8.5, Tyler. You was at 6.
Yep.
Boy, he didn't matter.
I know. but that's all right. Tyler slid in there when they decided for some reason to throw that ball to Puka Nacua at the 1 yard line. I saw Tyler slide in there with that anytime.
Yes,
touchdown.
Sir.
But they tried to go Russell Wilson, except for it wasn't intercepted. But last night, man, that injured team, boy, they didn't have anybody. I don't know what the hell got into Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne, but they went off, and hopefully the Ravens aren't able to do that. But the Texans seem to be relatively good when it comes to injuries. Derek Stingley Jr. practice again. Will Anderson's not even on the injury report. And the only thing that they're dealing with is Foley Fatakasi. He is battling a shoulder injury. We'll see what his status is when the official injury report is out. But that's really the only thing they're struggling with. With the Ravens, today reports, these guys did not practice again. Kyle Hamilton, for the second straight day, did not practice. Roquan Smith, we know he's out. Marlon Humphrey, we know he's out. Owusu, their corner, their third corner, he is out and did not practice. And he hasn't practiced all week, Clint, with a hamstring. I'd assume he is out. Patrick Ricard has not practiced in weeks and hasn't played in weeks. I would assume he is out. And Owe, their other outside pass rusher, he is not practiced for the second straight day, and he has an eye injury. So we'll see what that's about. They did get Ronnie Stanley back, their left tackle. Wiggins, their corner, they both practice again. And then their Pro Bowler, Lindenbaum, the center, he also practiced after injuring his calf on Wednesday. So it looks like those guys are good to go. But Hamilton, Smith, Humphrey, Owusu, Ricard, Owe, and then obviously Lamar Jackson, who did not practice as well. Those guys missed. And most of those guys haven't practiced all week, which, you know, outside of the Derek Stingley situation last week, that usually doesn't bode well for a guy playing on Sunday.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And the dynamic completely changes with no Lamar Jackson. I know reports are all over the place of you know, he may or may not play. It was a 2 to 3 week injury. Now all of a sudden we're going day to day this thing. If he doesn't play, or if he is limited, which I feel like the crazy thing is with the hamstring injury that Lamar Jackson got, like it wasn't like he was wide open running down the sideline and got him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was tackled from behind.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those like, hey man, he wasn't wide open. He may have just got stretched out a little bit. And those are ones that always wonder. You know, you wonder how bad was it. You know, can he come back from it? Is it something you can treat and be all right? But he's obviously not practicing, so I think that speaks volumes. But the dynamic of this sucker changes in a major, major way. Either way, look, if you get a half-cocked Lamar Jackson, boy, that didn't sound right. If you get a injured Lamar Jackson,
certainly don't want a full cock.
Yeah, that'd be a bad deal. If you get an injured Lamar Jackson in any way, shape, or form, even if he's on the field, this thing's going to be all about Derrick Henry. It's going to be all about, you mentioned Lindenbaum, the center. It's going to be all about those guys and what we saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do to the Houston Texans. And that's got to be the approach. You see that. You know Lamar Jackson. All right, we're fixing to just hammer it downhill between the guards, between the tackles. And that's how we're going to establish dominance in a home game in Baltimore. And if they can do that, then all of a sudden it becomes a much more even ball game than one would think.
Now, one would say there are a lot of guys injured. There are. And the Kyle Hamilton one, that's one that you didn't come out of the game knowing that he was hurt. He seemed to finish the game on Sunday against the Chiefs. But they still have, you know, Mark Andrews. Isaiah Likely came back last week for them, those two tight ends in the middle of the field. They still have Zay Flowers. You know, Bateman isn't bad. And then you look at it, obviously, like you said, they still have Derrick Henry. So they have some guys over there. And Clint, as desperate as the Texans are right now, when we say they got to win this game and they can't let things get away from them with the Colts and the Jags, both 3-1, the Ravens are pretty desperate too. And they are 1-3 with the Steelers 3-1 in their division, and they don't want to get too far down behind things and start losing too many games. So this is a desperate team at home that that does still have some dudes out there, even though they're missing a lot
of
guys.
Look, I don't know that I can get with Jason Lockenford on a lot of the stuff that he was talking on In the Loop. That was pretty harsh. But it's clearly a different day in Baltimore right now.
Yeah.
I don't think the good regular seasons or even great regular seasons are going to suffice moving forward. But you're still dealing with a franchise in Baltimore that is a significantly more physical franchise on both sides of the football than most teams in the NFL. They've got have expectations of winning a bunch of games, not just one here and there. They got expectations to win a bunch of games. And I think when you get to a point where you've won as many games as they have over the last handful of years, I mean you've got depth that expects to win in a major, major way. It's not just Lamar Jackson. So obviously, those guys are all the ones you mentioned, the Pro Bowlers that are out. They're the tip of the spear, obviously. But this is a lot like what we saw last night in San Francisco. Is look, I don't know that Mac Jones is necessarily Brock Purdy. I don't know that any of those receivers are as good as their top guys are. But you got your workhorse tailback that can do a little bit of everything. They had their offensive line, and it all started there.
Yep, and if that didn't if watching last night's game didn't give you a little cause to pause a little bit, that's a Rams team that, I mean, they played as well almost as anybody. I mean, they should have been 4-0 going into the game, and winning on the road against the Eagles, and they trailed that whole game.
They should have won that game in regulation last night. The fumble going over the goal line was a tough look.
But it was. But I'm just saying, it was a surprise to begin with that they were even in that position.
They're
down 14 to nothing.
They got down 14 zip in a hurry. They didn't come out of the locker room ready, obviously. And before they could blink, San Francisco was up 14 zip. So you're playing catch up. And the way that San Francisco was moving the ball, the way they were scoring points was these long drives where they were just checking the ball down, keeping the clock running. It was really a simple but genius game plan. By San Francisco. I mean, you obviously you're going to run it with Christian McCaffrey as often as you can, but one other way to run the football is just tell your quarterback, I'm going to call these plays, we're going to run guys off, we're going to check the football down. If we get any kind of zone coverage, we're going to check it down immediately, and we're going to chalk that up to being a run in this offense. And that was effective early, and it was well done by San Francisco. But anytime a game swings like that, man, when you get down 14 early, man, all bets are out the window. I mean, it's like this weekend. If either team gets up 14-0 in this game, then all of a sudden I think their approach to football changes significantly. So, we'll see. That 14-point swing in the first quarter is a game changer, literally.
Yeah. No, I think if you're a Texans fan, you watch that and wake it, and obviously – you believe D'Amico has the fellas, and they're speaking the right things over the week of like, hey, we ain't gonna take them lightly. I don't care what team, how hurt they are. That's still a good football team. If you didn't believe it, you watched that at everybody they're missing. Like they're very similar to the Ravens with all the guys they had out.
Right.
That game.
Well, yeah. I mean, one thing that I just can't get with is a lot of, and I know Baltimore obviously is not where they want to be sitting right now, but boy, I have a really hard time getting down with this defense just stinking. I know they have not been good the first three of the first four weekends, but they have played three of the best teams in the NFL in the process of giving up some points, and so. I caution anybody that's out there going, oh yeah, man, this defense stinks. They can't do this. They can't do that. Hey man, our offense is football 101, relatively speaking to the offenses that went out there and put 30 plus and 40 plus up on Baltimore. So this is it. I mean, we are very, very vanilla. We don't have that. We don't have the same level explosiveness. We don't have the same level of like situational football, of knowing who we are, what we are. We don't have the identity. And so I just caution, to those that think we're going to go out there and just manhandle a bad defense. The team you manhandle, that you go out to manhandle was the one you played last week.